بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم لك الحمد، اللهم لك الحمد حتى ترضى، ولك الحمد إذا رضيت، ولك الحمد أبدا أبدا. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. الحمد لله على نعمة الإسلام، والحمد لله على نعمة القرآن، والحمد لله على نعمة الإيمان. الحمد لله، ونعوذ به من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أفضل الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أوصيك نفسي بتقوى الله. Today I want to reflect on some of the meanings in Surah Ibrahim. Now I just need to reemphasize, I'm not a scholar, I'm not in a position to do tafsir for the Quran. We're just reflecting on some of the meanings there. In Surah Ibrahim, ayah number 4, it says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا أَنْ أَخْرِجْ قَوْمَكَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ وَذَكِّرْهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِكُلِّ صَبَّارٍ شَكُورٍ. The rough translation of that is, we have sent Musa with our signs, Prophet Moses, that lead your people from darkness to light and remind them of the days of Allah. You will find signs there for everybody who's got patience and is grateful. Just a little important thing again within the linguistic of the ayah, where it says, "An akhrij qawmaka," lead your people out, "min al-dhulumati," al-dhulumati is a plural, "ila al-nur," so lead them from darknesses, not just one darkness, "ila al-nur," into the light. Indicating quite clearly that many, many levels of darkness, many levels of being misled, many levels of being on the wrong. However, when it says إِلَى النُّورِ, it doesn't say إِلَى الْأَنْوَارِ, it doesn't say to many lights, but to one light. Indicating that there is only one path, one straight path that leads straight to heaven, inshallah. So just the point to bring, which is interesting and important. However, if we go to the same ayah, same surah, first ayah, the opening verse is Alif Lam Ra, Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka litukhrija an-nasa min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur bi'idhni rabbihim ila siratil aziz al-hamid. Here the first ayah, the first verse is, this is a book that we have sent to you, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to lead the people from ad-dhulumat, from the darkness, to the light. So the same meaning again. So it's quite interesting that the same instructions that have been given to Prophet Moses are the instructions that have been given to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because all religions are the same. The source is one. The instructions are one. Now, the interesting thing is, as we progress with the ayat in this surah, the next ayah says, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ اِذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ أَنْجَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ وَيُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ. So in this ayah, Moses is reminding his people, telling his people, make mention of Allah's favors. And that's a bit interesting, because if we consider the situation that the Israelites were on, they were in Egypt being persecuted, being used as slaves, their children were being murdered in masses and drones, the women were being enslaved, so they had a very hard time. And then after that, when the Allah saved them, they went into a barren desert, so they're probably suffering from some sort of thirst and rough living. So they have a lot of difficulties, both in Egypt and in the desert. However, here what Moses was telling them is not be patient. He's not telling them, oh, just be strong. What he's telling them is focus on the graces that Allah has given you. And that's a clear indication that what we need to do is focus on positive energy. Don't focus on what's going wrong, but focus on what's going right. Because in life, there are many things that are not going exactly the way we want, but there are many, many more things that are going exactly great and by the grace of Allah. Now, what did the Israelites do? After Allah saved them from Egypt and they crossed the sea and they were in the desert, and Allah provided shelter for them in the form of clouds and provided food for them in the form of al-manna wa salwa, and we all know the story there. So what did they say in Surah Al-Baqarah? They said, تدعو لنا ربك يخرج لنا مما تنبت الأرض من بقلها وقثائها وفومها وعدسها وبصلها قال أتستبدلون الذي هو أدنى بالذي هو خير. They were saved from being slaves. Their lives were saved. They were in the desert. Allah was providing for them food, manna and salwa, from nowhere. And what did they concentrate on? Oh, by the way, the menu is not nice. We're getting bored with this, although it's lovely food, but we're getting bored with it. Why don't you ask your Lord to send us some lentils and some beans and, you know, some onions, the sort of food that they were used to eating in Egypt when they were slaves. So it's just interesting here how they were focusing on the negative rather than focusing on the positive. And this is one of the reasons why the Israelites have not been successful. Because Allah says, وَإِذْ أَنْجَاكُمْ وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ أَنْجَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ. Remember that he has saved you. Remember where you were. Remember you were enslaved. Remember your kids were being killed. Remember what was happening to you. He saved you from all that. He supplied to you manna and salwa. He supplied to you food. He supplied to you shelter. And what are you concentrating on? You're concentrating on the negatives. Now, does this ring a bell? I'm sure it does with each and every one of us. Because I'm sure that we all go through these phases. And unfortunately, some people have always got this negative energy, this negative attitude. Oh, by the way, I got onto a course in university, but it's not exactly the course that I wanted. You know what? I've got a place to live in, but it's not the big house I want. I've got a car, but it's a small car. It's not big enough. So this sort of mental attitude always concentrates on the negative. And this leads to unhappiness and leads to discontent. So one of the main causes of misery and depression in modern life is focusing on the negative. It's a mental attitude. It's a state of mind. Now, if we train ourselves to have a positive mental attitude, to have a positive state of mind, to think of the positive rather than think of the negative, to think that whatever is happening is probably the best for us. Allah knows best. And those of us who have lived long enough know that quite often things happen and they look like they're not right. You know, they look like they're probably disasters, but in the long term, it turned out to be the best for us, because we only see a small bit of the picture, not the whole picture. Allah knows best. So, if we can manage to change our attitude, if we can change our mental status, it will both reflect on the present and the future. It will make us happier people. It will get rid of misery. It will get rid of depression. However, there's an extra bonus. Now, if you look at the next ayah in the surah, where it says, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ فَإِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. And Allah has declared that if you are thankful, if you are grateful, I will give you more. And if you are otherwise, you will just be suffering. So, it's a clear indication. And again, let's just reflect a little bit linguistically here. When Allah says, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ is in the third person. لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, the result of that is in the first person. So Allah is personally, if this is appropriate to say about Allah, guaranteeing that if you are grateful, if you are thankful to Allah, if you are grateful and thankful, He will give you more. So not only by having a positive mental attitude do you avoid depression and do you avoid misery, but you also thank Allah and Allah will give you more. So if you want more, thank Him for what you have. It also says, وَذَكِّرْهُمْ بَأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ. What are the days of Allah? There are lots of days of Allah. There are the days of creation, the days of resurrection in the Akhirah, many, many days that are spoken about in the Quran. However, when we bring it down to a personal level, do you remember these days when you thought that, you know, you were very ill, or somebody dear to you was very ill and you thought you were going to lose them and Allah saved you? Do you remember this day when you thought, I'm not prepared for this exam and I think I'm going to fail, but Allah helped you? Do you remember this day when you had this horrible accident and Allah prevented you from suffering? Do you remember all these things? These are days of Allah. These are things that Allah has given to us. Do we remember them? Hopefully we do, but unfortunately, a lot of us just concentrate on the negative. We remember the bad days, we remember the bad experiences. But why don't we concentrate on the positive ones? However, let's continue with the ayah as well, where it says, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِكُلِّ صَبَّارٍ شَكُورٍ. These are signs for those who have two things, two attributes. A sabbar is a very patient person, not just sabr, sabbar, sighat af'al, it's exaggeration. Somebody who's got loads of patience. Shakur, so it's not enough to be patient. It's not enough to say, look, I'm suffering, I'm miserable, but I will be patient. No. Sabbarun shakur, you have to be also thankful. You have to be grateful. So the two together are going to lead. That's the way out. Be patient on whatever happens and be grateful for what you have. Try to change your mental attitude. Try to have a positive attitude. Try to have positive vibes. You're going to make yourself happy and you're going to reflect this happiness on everybody around. So, just to re-emphasize, this is not an interpretation of this surah, just reflections on some of the meanings. And interestingly, as I said at the beginning of this talk, it is instructions that were given to both Moses and to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, indicating that the message is the same to all prophets. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الملك الحق المبين. وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله النعمة المهداة والرحمة المزداة والسراج المدير. أما بعد. So we reflected quickly on the mental attitude and being grateful to Allah. And being more importantly grateful, thankful. Because if you feel grateful, you must show this. You must thank Allah. You must say it in any form. Alhamdulillah. You must say it in shukrillah. However, there's another way as well, because they say that shukr ni'ma ada'u haqqiha. So if Allah has bestowed His blessings on you, you must give it its rights. If you've been given money, you must give to charity. If you've been given knowledge, you must share this knowledge. Whatever you've been given, if you've been given good health, then help people who are less healthy than you. If you are young, help the old. If you are old, help the young with what you've learned throughout your life. These are all things that may ways of showing your gratitude to the na'am that Allah has bestowed on you. However, it doesn't stop there. Because there's a hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abi Huraira that says, لَا يَشْكُرُ اللَّهِ مَنْ لَا يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ. You do not thank God unless you thank people. So, you know, if somebody has done you a favor, it's true that it is through Allah. But you must thank Him. You must show gratitude to people who are doing, you know, who do things to you. And this is the clear hadith. And another hadith, إِنَّ أَشْكَرَ النَّاسِ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى أَشْكَرُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. The people who are most grateful and thankful to Allah are those who are most grateful and thankful to people. So, if somebody does anything to you, show gratitude and thank them. This is part of your iman, this is part of your belief. Another thing is about the positive mental attitude. It is well known about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he hated pessimism. And he always asked people to be optimistic. And there is a qawl, تَفَأَرُوا بِالْخَيْرِ تَجِدُوا. Always be optimistic, expect good, expect goodness and you shall find it. There's a lot of talk about whether it's a real hadith or not, but the meaning is still the same. So have a positive mental attitude. Positive thinking will get you a lot of places. Finally, I just want to point out that there was a study by the Mayo Clinic that showed that people who've got positive thinking help their stress levels quite considerably. And this does not only affect them psychologically, but also affect them physically. And it reduces the incidence of heart disease, hypertension, diabetes, loads of diseases that affect all of us are because of stress and because of negative mental attitude. Does not mean that we put our heads in the sand, does not mean that we do not have ambition. Of course we should have ambition, we should aim for higher places, but we should not be miserable if we don't have exactly what we want, because these might be just the right thing for us at the time. When it's right for us to get what we need to, where we need to be, Allah will give it to us inshaAllah, and that's part of the overall faith, but that's a different story for another day. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عن من سواك اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أحييتنا وارحمنا بترك ما لا يعنينا وارزقنا حسن النظر فيما يرضيك عنا اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واستغفروا يغفر لكم وأقم الصلاة ورحمكم